It's a few minutes before 8 a.m. on a school day, and a few students are hurrying in the main entrance of Central High School to make their morning classes. Inside a small enclave in the teacher's lounge, two young men are working with a pair of steaming espresso machines.
Here. If it's 16 ounce, we put two, but if it's 8 ounce, we put one. Then we put half a cup of milk that we steam.
Tyson and Trevor are focused on their work. They're turning out flavored lattes and coffees to order. Another student is making deliveries right to the teacher's desks. The kids working here enjoy what they're doing.
It's pretty nice making coffee for other people and stuff.
Baron's in the classroom.
That's Trevor. He's the coffee shop manager. And his comment is what you'd expect from any typical high school student. Making coffee is better than sitting in class. But not just for these kids. Special education teacher Amy Houston started this coffee shop this year to give her students the sort of hands-on experience they just can't get in class. Her students have cognitive and physical impairments, including autism or brain injuries. But they work on all aspects of this coffee shop, from purchasing the materials to doing the books.
They take our money and then balance our till. We go shopping in class. They have to estimate how much our milk is going to cost every week. And just practicing purchasing is something that's very difficult. You know, if they have a 5, a 10, and a 20, and it costs $11.64 or something, they don't know what to do. So it's really nice to be able to practice.
Houston's job as a teacher focuses on employability and math skills. She says this coffee shop accomplishes both of those goals. Kathy Weyer is a fellow special education teacher at Central alongside Houston. Weyer students work in the school bakery making treats like muffins and scones that sell in the shop.
At this point in our students' education, they're finished with middle school, they're up in a high school level now, and we are looking forward to when they graduate from our program at age 21, we want them to have some very useful skills.
These students are not just picking up business skills. Their social skills are also blossoming. Again, teacher Amy Houston.
Last year, when we didn't have this, I wanted to show them how to introduce themselves to people. Well, we took a class period and went around the school and introduced ourselves to people, which is great, but then they forgot it. So, you know, a lot of these students need everyday practice. They need to practice it every single day. And here is the opportunity.
Nice to meet you, bud.
Pleasure's mine.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Take this young man. He worked last semester in this coffee shop, and as a student, you can see he loves it here.
My title was barista.
Yeah. Barista Blake.
Hey, right on.
Barista Blake.
Hey there, good deal. Good deal.
Am I going to be on the radio?
Houston says she got the idea for this coffee shop from a teacher in Canton. She then landed the espresso machines and equipment in the shop with a grant from the South Dakota State Education Department. That seed money launched this business. Houston notes that for these students to practice real-world buying skills, they need real-world money. But before this coffee shop, there was no budget to show the students how to go to a store and buy something they might need. Now she says that's changed because this shop is turning a profit.
You know, a lot of our students in my class are in need, so they need to get pants or whatever, and so it's not an issue. We can just go out and get it.
In the end, a successful business is all about the product. And for teachers and staff at Central, these students make a great cup of coffee.
I come every morning. If I'm not here, they wonder where I am.
It's as good as anything that you find going out and spending $4 or $5 for.
It's delivered straight to me at my desk, and it's one thing that I don't have to think about.
Yeah, I love having the coffee shop here.
Houston notes that this coffee shop holds a deeper value for the school than just good coffee. She says it opens the door for everyone to celebrate diversity.
Like, for instance, a regular in English class, my students, they wouldn't get to go to that class, but they do every day here because they're delivering coffee to that person. And so that person is getting to know about students with cognitive impairments, with autism, with traumatic brain injury that they never would have had the opportunity to experience.
Has to get about 140 or 120 in the red zone.
Back at the coffee shop, baristas Trevor and Tyson are finishing up the last orders of the day. Houston notes that a major teaching publication just picked up a story on the Wake Up Central coffee shop. She's received inquiries from teachers as far away as Qatar who want to start shops of their own. So it's possible more high schools could see coffee shops pop up in the future. And this is good news, not just for these students, but for teachers like Michael Slayback. After all, he says,
coffee is one of those things that if you didn't have it, the world simply wouldn't work well.
It seems this little student-run coffee shop proves that it's not only the world that works better with coffee, but the Central High School Special Education Program as well. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.